This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged the students of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, to keep national interest at the center of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing the 57th convocation of IIT Delhi. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductors, space and drones, and said that India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said, this drive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Viksit Bharat.
Aaj Bharat, economic self-reliance, technological self-reliance, industrial self-reliance, aise har sector mein aatmanirbhar banne ke liye kaam kar raha hai. Yahi viksit Bharat ki majboot neev ka saboot hai. Is majboot neev par aapko ek bhavya sundar viksit Bharat ka nirman karna hai.
7 people were killed and 11 were injured in a private bus accident in Chamba district of Himachal Pradesh this morning. The accident occurred in the Churaha Assembly constituency. The identities of the 7 people who lost their lives in the accident are yet to be ascertained. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, the accident took place at around 7:15 a.m. today. Preliminary information suggests that the private bus was travelling from Bairagarh towards Chamba when it went off the road near Chalwanj Mor and fell onto another road below. The cause of the accident is being investigated. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Modi condoled the families who have lost their loved ones in the incident. The government has debunked a message circulating on social media that claims that India Post is offering gifts and rewards under dark seva gifts. The fact-check unit of the PIB clarified that India Post has no connection with any such dark seva gifts, offer, reward scheme or lucky draw. The unit advised citizens to not click on any suspicious links or web pages and never share personal information such as bank details, OTP or Aadhaar number. It also urged citizens to send any suspicious information related to the central government to @PIBFactCheck or on WhatsApp or on a WhatsApp number 8799-711-259. India has called for urgent global action and strict accountability against those targeting educational infrastructure in Sudan. In Sudan, conflict has left more than 17 million children out of school in the last 3 years. Speaking at an ARIA formula meeting on safeguarding education in Sudan, investing in peace, recovery and stability in New York, Indian UN Councillor Eldos Matthew Panos reaffirmed India's commitment to protecting children's right to education in conflict zones. U.S. President Donald Trump has defended plans to build a new ballroom and military complex on the White House grounds, describing a proposed rooftop drone port as an important military asset. Trump shared a graphic of the proposed installation on his Truth social platform. The image shows military drones on a rooftop above the planned ballroom, with armed personnel and Washington Monument visible in the background. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and Orissa today. According to IMD, thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds are expected to prevail over Lakshadweep, North Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in various parts of the country over the next 2 to 3 days. An Indian shuttler, Ashmita Chaliha, has reached the women's singles final of the Korea Masters Super 300 badminton tournament in Asan, South Korea. Ashmita defeated fellow Indian Rakshita Ramraj in the semi-final today. Ashmita will face China's Qiu Han in the women's singles final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.